Blog Talk Radio.
I am Mr. Hollywood, the United Wrestling Alliance champion, and our Chuck Pigskin. we can't hear him for some reason, but he needs to call. He needs to call Lou right now, and then call into the show. Are you there?
I am indeed, no. My friend. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Welcome
to Pigskin
Nation. Yeah. Just throw it. It's okay. We're on the air now. You can throw a conniption fit. It's fine. Perfectly
good.
Fine.
Call Lou.
That's what we're here to do. Throw conniption fits every Tuesday night. I got to figure out how to do it, man. Hold your horses. Let me see here. Invite guests?
No, call.
Is that how you
the
do
little
it?
Phone.
Ah,
click
yes.
The little
I see
phone.
It now.
And type in the number and don't say it out loud. Welcome, everyone,
all
to
right.
Our new show. Fucking
yeah,
4 weeks
baby.
In the making. How delayed? It was going to be delayed today, but both of us are morons who don't have World Generation Podcast saved in our phones. We only have it on our computers, and we don't even know the email. And it's like, okay, but it's saved on our computers, right, Chuck?
That's right. We have it saved on our computers, and that's how we do things around here. But I don't know what's going on here to call Lou. What are you talking about? The little phone.
There's a little button under the host. It's a phone. You click on that, and then you type in the phone number.
A little button under the host.
Or above
nope.
The host. It's a little phone. There's a button that looks like a phone.
Yeah.
Next to the microphone, above it.
No.
There's
no,
no
phone,
phone
here.
There's no way to call.
I see there's numbers. Like there's a dial pad. Let me press that dial pad again. Yeah, this is
I can't get into the thing. So I got to get a pen, I guess, and then call my father to have him. It's got to be in there, Chuck. Like, seriously.
It's got to be.
Like it's right there. It should be next to your name or.
Put your shoulder pad back on. I got the phone.
Oh, you found it.
Yeah, I found the phone. And we are now dialing Lou. Big Lou. Please enter a valid phone number.
Gotta be a one first.
Wait a minute.
1-7.
There we go. Here we go, dialing Lou.
How to dial
Lou, dialing Lou.
Hey!
What's up? That was funny. I just picked up the phone. Right? I was just going to call you, and it was like, bang, without even touching a button. Imagine that. I just pressed the button for a dial tone.
And
all
ladies
right.
And gentlemen, that is Big
you're Lou.
Watching the Mets game, they're winning. No, it's tied. Let me shut this shit off.
Well, hey, Chuck, the cool part is I'm a Bronco fan, so we can talk about the Broncos. Lou has the scoop on the Jets and the Giants, and you have the scoop on all things Dallas and Texas. So, and then the rest of it we could just
scoop. It's just that in New York they give, you know, the paper that I subscribe to, they put every year, like for the football season, they'll have like an insert part of the paper, and their writers pick all other teams, not just the Jets and Giants and stuff that they say about that. So I have that in front of me.
That's perfect.
Good.
That's perfect.
Yep.
And let me tell you something. Let me tell you guys something. We are off to an auspicious beginning here on Pigskin Nation because we got a lot to cover.
You know what? It's going to be a very exciting year this year in football.
That's right, Lou. That's right. It is going to be a very exciting year.
Aaron Rodgers is like, he's good for the league, I guess. Where is it? That's about with him. I don't want, they tell you about them. I don't want, you know what it is. I want to see the other teams.
10-7.
Somebody said that there. One guy said 8 wins only. That guy's a little off.
Yeah, they're gonna be just like the Cowboys, 8-8.
Nah. you know what? They have a very good defense.
10-7.
They have a very good defense. They proved it last year, and they even got better in the off season. They have some defense, Jeff. And they just needed a quarterback, and they got him. And they're hoping for a Tom Brady, something like that, you know, a Super Bowl. That's what they want.
We're going to find out, Big Lou. We're going to find out
if
Aaron Rodgers has it in him.
Monday, right.
To me, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks, and I can't believe I'm saying
You know what? I love to watch him throw the ball, Aaron Rodgers. He throws the spiral.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Loose. He's loose, and he has the best fake when he hands off of any quarterback. They all say it. You know, like when he drops back, you think the guy has got the ball, and he's throwing it. And wow, man, that guy, he's very smart.
To me, though, it's a bit far-fetched. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, I can't believe I just said it.
He was never like that. He came
Aaron
to
Rodgers
New York.
Plays really good.
He took
but
that stuff, like where he went into the jungle, and he took that ayahuasca. And it changed his whole personality, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, well, let's not forget he was hiding in a cave for a few days.
Yeah, but before he did that, he said it. He says he was a little introverted. He wasn't like, he says, right now, you know what he said? He says, it's like I'm in a dream and I'm getting ready to wake up. He says, because I'm, you know, it's great, he said. Well, that's...
Yeah, he's going to be in a
Chuck.
Dream. When...
Chuck.
Yes.
Chuck.
Yes.
What is Hollywood. The first game tomorrow? Who is playing tomorrow?
Is it
Detroit and
Kansas City? I'm not sure.
That's right. It is. It's Detroit Lions at Kansas City Chiefs tomorrow night.
A lot of writers say that Detroit's a dark horse this year.
Going around the campfire, Travis Kelso, whatever his name is, hyperextended knee, and he's on.
A lot of guys get banged up, man. That's true. In the offseason,
we're
going to
find out if he's going to go all in on week one. I don't think he's going to go all in week one. What do you think, Hollywood? I don't think he's going to play. It's not that important week one.
Who are you talking about? What player?
Travis Kelce.
No, I don't. He's on the. Who's he on? He's on the.
He's on the Chiefs.
Chiefs, and he's a key piece.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see Detroit. I don't see Detroit winning. So whatever they do,
they might not win at all. But Kelce, I don't think they should play him because it's only the first game.
Don't they have a backup?
They sure do. They usually have a backup for a backup. They have You kidding me?
I'm sure
man.
They do, but I sure as hell don't know who it is. But I'll tell you what, though. I'm going to go ahead and call this game right now and say that the Lions have no chance in hell to beat the Chiefs with or without Travis Kelce. Put me down.
Yeah, Detroit ain't winning nothing. They just said that, you know, when they were making the predictions, that Detroit has a better team this year, and they're going to, you know,
just
show
because
people.
They
and
have
I'll
a better team
that.
Doesn't mean,
you know,
doesn't
yeah,
mean
but
they're
they
win.
Had the worst. They were the worst team the last couple of years.
I will buy that they do have a better team. I'll buy that. I'll buy into that.
Goff,
but,
what's
the
quarterback is
the
Goff.
Chiefs.
They got that guy Goff, right?
And he finally last year showed shades of what he should have been.
Yep.
Because, as you know, when he came out, he was crap. You know, so last year he started showing shades of what he should have been. So we'll see. I mean, sometimes it takes these guys time to develop. And we'll see if Jared Goff has indeed developed. We'll find out tomorrow
and
night.
You know who I like? The guy that's on the Colts, the quarterback. I said it when he was in college. I said, this guy's going to be great. He has a build like a running back.
Richardson?
Richardson, yep.
Yeah.
He's
yeah,
starting,
Richardson.
Too. Starting
yeah.
over a veteran.
Yeah,
does this game seem like a good game to start the season with? It doesn't seem like there's any interest. Like, why wouldn't you put something that was like, you know, somebody wanted to see? No offense to both of these teams, but, you know.
You know what the
NFL
Network had on 5 minutes ago? They're showing last year's Super Bowl that he won, the Kansas City. And they're showing.
I mean, I'm pretty sure if they would have had their choice, they would have had the Dallas Cowboys versus the New York Giants or the Dallas Cowboys versus the freaking Eagles.
Yeah,
because even Chris Collinsworth recently said
we don't like the Chiefs here.
Chris Collinsworth said that if NBC had their choice,
I don't like
they
Chris
would have Dallas against somebody every freaking weekend.
He's a joke sometimes.
Because everybody wants to see Dallas either win or lose.
There's certain announcers that make the game better, and there's certain announcers that aren't too good, man. And then you got these colored guys that root for teams, and they're not supposed to do that, you know? You could tell they're rooting for somebody.
Oh, I think you got to call them black people, not coloreds. You can't call them coloreds.
No.
Stop it. They're color commentary. Come on, man. Stop it.
Sorry.
That's what's his name?
That was an offhand remark, an awfully racist remark. Strike that from the record. Strike
hey,
that,
listen.
Reverse it.
Some
so
stations
then,
have better announcers. Fox, I don't know. What's his name, the guy on Fox? And then they got one guy that's been there so many years. He's getting
one
gray,
guy.
Man. What's his name?
They're supposed to be getting Tom Brady.
Tom Brady? Yeah, Brady is starting this year. Is it ESPN?
Next year. Like,
is it next year or this year?
Yeah.
But
no, it's next year, they said. I found out.
Why would he wait 2 years? He retired. Right? He's not
enjoying himself. He's taking a hiatus.
Yeah, but he only works one day a week. And maybe 2 days a week. They come in the day before to, like, you know, set up and
okay,
you know.
Okay. Chuck, is there a game on Friday?
There is no game on Friday after the Thursday game. Well, I mean, there'll be college games on Friday.
Right. There's a lot of college
Saturday.
Games.
What
but
about
Saturday?
Sure, there'll be college games and then high school football games on Friday. But Sunday, we kick off with some games at noon, and we have a host of them.
Yeah, there's
usual,
a bunch of them. Yep.
Including the Bengals, which there is concern right now for their quarterback. What's that kid's name? Burrow. Joe Burrow.
No, they said, I saw it today on the crawl on the bottom on the NFL Network. He's ready.
What's going
He's starting
on?
Sunday.
Okay, so there you go. Let's scratch that then. So
That's
there is
because
no concern.
They he hasn't been playing. Of course, he had a like rehab or whatever happened to him. I don't know.
And so they're playing against the Browns, who
they'll beat
you know
them.
Have quarterback Watson, Deshaun Watson, who by the way, he always has his own towels.
Yeah.
You know, He likes to go to the massage place, but he always has his own towel, so don't worry about that. But nonetheless,
AFC West, so, look at this guy predicts who's number one. Chiefs with number one. Chargers two. Broncos third. Raiders fourth.
I don't think the Browns are going to win. That's what I would say. I don't think the Browns are going to win that game. And I have no interest in either one of those teams, so
me
it doesn't matter. But
and I don't even know who their quarterback is.
Just the name, the Browns, it just makes you think they're going to lose. Who are you playing? The Browns. Oh, we're going to win. Great. Who are we playing? The Browns. Oh, great. Easy game.
They changed their
name. How? Play good.
You know what I don't like? They changed the name of the Redskins to the Guardians. Come on.
They're gonna change it back, man. People don't
like
that.
They're the Commanders.
The
Commanders.
The Guardians are the
some people.
Oh, I forgot. They got these bad names for teams. And the Redskins been around. That name has been for decades and decades. And all of a sudden, if the Indians were alive, they would say, we don't care. They don't like
them. Native Americans, not Indians.
Right?
Let's not get me started.
Listen, I love Indians. They got true big time. They should own all America, you know that? And they were pushed across the country.
But speaking of the Redskins, they're playing against the Cardinals Sunday at noon as well.
Yeah.
Here's some other games we got going on at noon on Sunday. The Buccaneers versus the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
The Houston Texans versus the Baltimore Ravens. We've got also the Panthers versus the Falcons and the Jaguars versus the Colts and one more, the 49ers versus the Steelers, all at noon.
I like the 49ers.
That's a lot at noon, man. Everybody's going to...
That is a lot at noon.
None of those, I don't know enough about it. I don't know enough about any of those to
Yeah, how do you keep up with all these teams? Like, you know,
this show every week, and then we'll keep up with it.
Right, right. After the first week of the season, they show clips from other games.
I'm looking at a screen.
They say that the people in Denver could get Fubo, but you can't see the game, right, Anthony?
It's blacked out.
I'm pretty sure that the 49ers. I'm pretty sure that the 49ers are going with Brock Purdy as their starting quarterback. They recently dumped off Trey Lance, who they acquired in the third round draft pick just about 2 years ago, something like that. They dropped him off on the Cowboys, which some say they gave up on him too soon.
I don't like the Cowboys.
Their starting quarterback. He was their starting quarterback just last year, went down in the first game. He healed up, but Brock Purdy played phenomenal.
49 is their quarterback.
And Trey Lance got dumped off to the Cowboys. Lou?
That's, Purdy can't be a one-hit wonder, this guy says. If the Niners are going to hold off Geno, that's the Seahawks quarterback. What's his name?
Geno.
Yeah. Right, he was a Jet quarterback, that guy, a few years back.
Right.
He had, what did he have, one good year
Geno
last
Smith.
Year? Yeah, Geno Smith.
Geno Smith, that's it.
Yep.
Yeah, Geno Smith.
Geno Smith. And, well, you know what I say, you could be a great quarterback, but you got to have the team behind you. You've got to have a good team behind you.
So the Steelers,
that's
I don't
why
see
Aaron
them winning.
Rodgers,
I don't
think
the 49ers.
They have a good team, man. They do.
I don't think the Jets have a good enough team behind Aaron Rodgers. That's
no, they was they had a little problem with their offensive line, which is a big thing. But now that they don't.
Well, yeah, Denver has the same issue. We have the same problem. But
yeah,
I'm
but
just curious to see the first games.
They got
of all
guys
these
that have been
Jets
playing
play
together on Green
night?
Bay. Listen, they took care of that. They're all in, the Jets, because if they don't win, if they don't get in the playoffs and stuff like that, the fans in New York are going to Wow, go crazy, man. They have all the pieces. Do it. They got a great defense.
I say
their offense is very good.
Are already crazy, and they're going to go even crazier then. They're going to turn into a bunch of loons.
They got great running backs.
I just don't see
it happening. The guy that was on.
What happens if father? Because nobody knows, Lou is my father.
All right, what happens?
If Aaron Rodgers fails and the Jets like really do shitty for the first couple games, how is New York going to react to that?
They can't say nothing. They're not going to say nothing if the first game they lose by a point. Of course, they're playing Buffalo. Hey, wait a minute, Buffalo is one of the best teams in football. But if they lose by 3 points. A close game.
So how many games before you give up on, before New York gives up on Aaron Rodgers?
Their first six games are the toughest, they said. They have a very tough schedule, their first six games. And they would have to lose three in a row, and then you'll start hearing yelling, man, really. Then the writers will start in and all that. Yep. But Aaron Rodgers is not going to lose three games. It's not going to happen.
No. Unless he gets injured or something like that.
No,
and then
that guy has a way to get out of, like, sacks. I see it. I noticed that with Aaron Rodgers. I never saw him. We're from a different cities, right? And now you see him, and you say, oh, my God, this guy is great, man, really.
And honestly, he could have been Russell Wilson. He could have been in Denver because they wanted him. They had Hackett as the head coach in Denver.
They could have had him
in
Denver. Could have had Aaron Rodgers.
But he said no. Aaron Rodgers said no. But
he
that's
made
why
it,
they brought in Hackett.
I thought that he picked
Laura Rodgers.
He
and
picked
they didn't,
the Jets.
So they had to go with. They went with Russell Wilson, who just fucked his first last year, and now it, you know.
Now
everybody hates the Broncos. We're 25th in ranking. We're last in predictions. 45-1. What is
Russell
it?
Wilson? I have a feeling he's going to play much better this year. But what kind of team does he have behind him? And you know, that's
good team.
I mean,
we
he
got
has
a very
to play
good. Lot of tight ends.
So what do you
a
think
good
about the Hollywood? What do you think about the debacle? The whole. What the hell's his name?
Hackett?
No, your quarterback over there in
Aaron Rodgers is the Jets quarterback.
In Buffalo, or where the hell you at in Denver?
Russell
Hollywood.
Wilson.
Yeah, Wilson. What do you think about
the
guy that came
to
the Seahawks? Yep.
I'll answer the same question that I asked my father. I about how many games will it take for the people to turn on Russell Wilson? And I would agree to a lesser extent, but for Denver, if the first two, yes. If we lose two in a row, and it might only be one because the Raiders are our first game.
Shitless, you
and,
can't
and
lose
it's
two.
That should be Monday Night Football right there because the Raiders and Broncos hate each other, and it's going to be such a heated game. And you know, if the Denver loses to the Raiders, the people are going to be very angry in Colorado.
Oh, the Raiders—they're playing. They're playing a terrible team, man. Wow. I'm telling you, man, that game, they should win.
Hopefully, I would think so. And if they don't, then there's a problem. And nobody here is willing but his backup is really good. So, honestly, if it doesn't work
who's
out,
his
there's
backup?
Still a way
who's
to...
Who's his backup, Anthony?
And, I forget the guy's name, but if he doesn't do good this year, they're gonna eat his salary cap next year. They're gonna take it as dead cap space, and they're gonna draft a new quarterback. If he fails this year, they're not gonna continue with him.
The quarterback on the Chargers.
Is Sean Payton's future? It doesn't. It's meaning. You know, what's that quarterback's name? Russell Wilson. Whatever he does, his. It's not hindering, you know.
Sean Payton.
No, he's there for a minute, and
Sean Payton is saying he's going to be great and everything this year. He said that last year was not. You can't count it. He had a bad offensive core, but he's the guy who had to throw the ball, right? And how many interceptions?
He should wear lifts.
I mean, he's got an uphill climb. If anyone has an
Denver
uphill
was,
battle,
listen, Denver was,
it's fucking Russell Wilson.
Denver was is so injured. Denver was like the third most injured team in the. It was like insane how many people. It was like the team was just injured. There was like all the most of the people were just out with injuries. That's why this year they're all coming back. So it might be better because we've got people coming back from their year long injury. Because I know that other people have already are out in the season because of preseason. I'm sure some of them are fucked. We're fucked.
Well, but didn't he have, like, people on his own team calling him out?
Yeah, man,
last
everybody.
Year?
It's fucked up.
Here's what I like to know. You think that the guy who hasn't been a coach for 5 years, right? Sean
Payton, he was on TV.
You think that'll make a difference? I don't know. He was with one team.
He's running a tight ship.
One team his whole career.
It has to be like that. It has to be strict. He's changing the culture. He's doing it like a no bullshit. He's running it like an Army Navy type of team. No BS. No hat. What about the hats? No hats. No fucking floppy.
No sunglasses. No floppy hats. Yeah. He must be like a strict principal, man.
And we play the Jets week 6, I think, so that'll
week
be good.
Week 5
that'll
or 6, yeah.
Show.
That's going to be good. It's going to be in Denver. And that's going to be good.
You'll see the new score. We got a scoreboard. It's the second biggest in the league.
Who has the biggest, Dallas?
I don't know. They're spending – we are owned by Walmart, so people just they spend money like nobody's business.
That's why
Sean
Payton got
city.
A big contract. Because the people from Walmart own the Denver Broncos. They own another sports team too, don't they? They own the hockey team, Anthony. Do they?
No.
Or the Nuggets?
Anytime you buy anything from Walmart, you're supporting the Denver Broncos. Just remember that.
So who owns the Nuggets? Who owns the Denver Nuggets? And who owns the hockey team? Colorado Rockies.
I don't know, but I don't follow that.
I do.
I
Colorado Rockies have a good hockey team. But in the basketball, Denver is...
The Avalanche are the hockey and the Rockies
Avalanche,
are the
right. It used to be the Colorado Rockies. No, who's the Colorado Rockies? See what happens when you...
Baseball.
Before I went on the air, I
yeah,
took a couple of
that's
inhales.
That's the baseball team.
Yeah, I smoked before I went on the air. I can't remember. Help.
I had a whole joint while we were talking, so that's okay. So, you know, it doesn't
New
matter.
New York is just
it's
one
all...
big puff of smoke in New York, man, really. You know what they said at the U.S. Open in Flushing? They said it smelled like Snoop Dogg's living room. When people were playing tennis... Everybody's with vape pens and joints and stands, man. One girl lost, a Russian girl. She's the one who started telling the press. I was out there and I couldn't believe the smell of the smoke when I was hitting the tennis ball.
Oh, and it ruined her. She lost. She lost because of it. Heavens.
Nah,
heavens
geez, that's an excuse, man. The girl beat the shit out of her playing. Right, she wanted to use that as...
So who do the Jets play? Who do the Jets play? You said they play...
They play the Bills the first game. I don't know who they play.
Yeah, they play
and who
the
do
Bills
you think who's
going to
win that one?
Oh, man, they're getting 2.5
Monday,
points.
Is that the Monday night? Is that the Monday night game?
Monday
that's
night.
The Monday night game.
That's the
they're getting
Monday
2.5
game,
points.
Yeah.
They're underdogs 2.5 points.
Well, people want to tune in to see Aaron Rodgers, man. That's going to be big. They're going to everybody's going to tune into that just to see how he does.
You know,
oh, yeah, Aaron Rodgers against that quarterback from the Bills. Oh, yeah, with all the commercials and shit. Yeah,
Josh Allen, that guy is
there
great.
There you go, that guy.
That guy was
crazy.
You know the coach on the Giants, the ball. He was the offensive coordinator when he was a rookie. The guy on Buffalo, Josh Allen. And he's like, that's how he's trying to get the guy on the Giants, their quarterback.
Yep. His crazy eyes.
Yeah, the
crazy
fat
eyes.
Guy that gets mad, he screams on the sideline. But he's a good
coach.
Crazy. He is. The players love him. They do. And, I don't know. You see, I saw the schedule. I only know the first game. I don't know who they play the second game.
Well,
Chucky six Pigskin tough games.
Can have that info at any time.
Yeah,
so,
I have it right now, right here in front of me.
What are the Jets six play the first six games? Let me see what he says.
Oh, the first
it's
six games.
The Bills, the first.
Far. I do have it. Yeah, so it's the Bills, and then they play against the Cowboys.
Wow, yeah.
The following Sunday, Rodgers against, the Cowboys.
Yeah, and what about the third game?
And then the following game is going to be the Patriots.
That's
the Jets.
That's the Jets' main competitor. They always play great against each other. And
then
who do they play after that?
October 1st at 7:20.
Who?
That's a Sunday night game. The Chiefs.
Chiefs? They got the tough schedule. Man alive. How are the Jets going to win? They'll never win every one of them, man. They're going to lose a couple.
No, man.
Wow, they're probably going to be.
3-3. I would say 3-3.
They're
playing all
division winners, man, and Super Bowl winners.
They got the Rams.
I think
they beat the Cowboys.
They beat the Cowboys. I say they beat the Cowboys.
They beat the Rams.
But they might lose to the Bills. They might lose to the Chiefs.
They may. I have a feeling they may.
And then they
surprise the Bills.
They close out week six against the Jets.
They're at home, the Jets, Monday.
So that's a big difference.
Week six against the Broncos. We'll see what both teams are at. That'll be a great game.
I wonder what the line is going to be on that game.
Week six is against the Eagles, guys. Y'all aren't listening.
When did the Jets play the Denver Broncos? 5 or 6?
Why can't that be a Monday? That has to be a Monday night game. People will tune in for the ages because of the Hackett and Peyton controversy.
Yep.
Jets Broncos October 8th. That's on a Sunday at 3:25 p.m.
Wow, that's going to be a great game.
Should be an evening. Should be Monday. Because people don't like the Broncos. They don't think they're going to do
but
anything.
They make the schedule.
So it doesn't matter.
They make the schedule way before.
Yeah, and when the Broncos suck, so they're like, they don't want to see it on prime time.
They make the schedule like a few weeks after the season ends. They make the schedule for the next year.
Aaron Rodgers was just
the rumor at that point.
Exactly. So that's why it doesn't. They figured that game wouldn't matter. Now it does. So they might change it. They always do. They could change the time of it or when. I mean, if it's newsworthy, because it is. It's a story. The NFL does that a lot. It's scripted to the point where the media likes to tell the story. When they present the packages, they want the story behind it, so they focus on that.
I hope they don't do this year like they did with golf. Like they go to commercials and they put a little square in the corner of your television. I hate that. With no sound.
And WWE used to do that. Do they still do the SmackDown?
Yeah, sometimes. And then sometimes they don't.
It's all a bunch of horse shit.
I saw a movie with Bam Bam Bigelow in it. And it was a comedy with the guy,
really?
What's his name? He was with kids
in a
military school. What's his name, that crazy
Major
comedian?
Payne.
What?
Major Payne.
Yeah. And he kicks him and stuff. And Bam Bam Bigelow could kick him. He's dead, Bam Bam Bigelow, man.
They all die young.
I don't know. They all die from heart attacks and shit like that from the drugs they took years ago.
And people say, it's a conspiracy that all these wrestlers are being
killed.
No,
they're telling the truth now. They got all these shows.
Try dropping yourself on your head 13 times a fucking night, every night, and then fucking, you know, taking the red eye and driving all
what's
night.
That,
and then
they
all
got
the
that show on the
out.
Channel where they say something about truth in the ring, and they have wrestlers come on, and they talk about people that are deceased and what they do and what these guys used to do in the early 80s and the late 70s. They were all on drugs and stuff, man. Drinking pills, cocaine, everything.
Again, the point
yeah, they,
is,
they were
not,
doing
it
all. But
it's not,
I mean,
a, it's not a conspiracy
just fine.
Theory. It's not a conspiracy theory at all. People say
no.
It is, but the wrestlers die young or they die because of what they put their bodies through. It's
a
not
couple of,
some
couple of guys
conspiracy.
Got killed. When one guy
yeah,
got killed,
I mean,
when he was
happened.
Wrestling in Puerto Rico, the
that's
guy
Bruno
knifed
Brody.
Him in the dressing room.
Black
pop-
Jack Mulligan.
Yeah.
Black Jack
that
Mulligan.
Guy was crazy with his hair all messed up, and he used to go, hurt, hurt, hurt. And he
yeah,
got killed,
Brody,
and he had a
man.
Little kid at home, and his wife, and this guy from Puerto Rico, they were wrestling, he knifed him, man. And then they hide the knife. And there was like, that was a conspiracy. The guy never went to jail, and he should have.
Right.
Hey, Chucky, who's playing Monday? Who's playing Monday?
Before I do that, I'll tell you what's a conspiracy. The Astros are in sole possession of first place in the NL West, and they're fucking beating the Rangers 8-1.
Yeah,
baby.
I don't like the Astros. They're an arrogant bunch of bastards,
do.
Man.
But I love them. That's my team.
That guy Altuve, he's a little spark plug. Watch the Mets next year. They have guys that are all young. They're going
to
get rid of the old Deadwood, and they're going
to
be good.
Well,
they
we
have
were
a
supposed
great young
to be
catcher.
Watching the Mets this year. They were supposed. They put everybody
yeah,
on
because
notice.
They took
had
those
all
two
guys,
old guys,
happened.
Scherzer and
what
Verlander. They were over the hill, man. Really, why did they give that all that money?
Yeah,
those
I know.
Two
I don't,
guys?
You know what? I can't understand that, man. Verlander
and Carrasco,
not
what a
that
piece
hot.
Of crap he
last
is.
Last year on his in the World Series, he absolutely sucked for the Astros.
Yeah,
last year
and they had good pitchers
Trump
in the minor leagues.
That
and they now they brought him up with like 30, 40 games left, and these young pitchers in AAA throw 100 miles an hour. Bring them up. Get rid of these old. Guys, man, next year they're going to have a better team, much better. I don't
so
think Buck Joe Wolf is going to be there. I really don't.
The Monday night game, we already went over it. It's the Bills versus the Jets. But the Sunday night game, Big Lou,
yeah.
is the Dallas Cowboys versus the G-Men.
The Giants.
The New York Giants.
They say
yeah.
the New York Giants are the true New York team because they were here before the Jets. And the Giants are going to have a decent team. Yep, they are.
Giants
and their quarterback
are in New York, or the game is in New York, I should say.
Yeah.
And
yep.
I would imagine, I think I heard that the Cowboys are by 2.5 points, but you should go with the
really?
Jets.
That's like
I mean,
the
I'm
Jet
sorry,
line.
You should go with the Giants. You should go with the Giants. And take
yeah, they're
points
at home.
Because,
it's a big difference. When they're in the
quarterbacking for the Giants right now.
Oh, what's his name? Oh, I can't remember.
Is it Daniel? That guy Daniel? Whatever.
Yeah, Daniel. What's his name? Oh shit,
so it's
man!
Still that guy? It's still that guy?
Daniel Jones? No, wait. Not Jones. No, wait a minute. I'm gonna call
Daniel Smith. Daniel
Smith. Right. Wait. There he is. He's right on the
Daniel
front
Johnson.
Day.
Daniel Johnson. Daniel
no,
Peter.
My Johnson.
Daniel
right.
Willie. Daniel
Mike Jones, guys.
Daniel Johnson is Johnson. Nicely
it's
nice.
Daniel Jones. It's right here. I got the name. Daniel Jones.
It's Daniel Jones. I've been trying
oh,
to
okay,
tell you.
Sorry.
This guy is going to be better this year. Yep. Look what this
so
guy,
what,
this writer says. Most important offensive player on the Giants is Daniel Jones, they say. They just signed him to a $160 million contract. You must think he is you know, kind of sort of important. It is what imperative Jones takes the next step, right? Because, you know, they gave him 3 years. And his development, take the next step. 15 touchdown passes won't cut it. And now that the franchise is committed to him, he needs to take command and get his team to the end zone more often and be more
efficient. So let me ask both of you, prediction, who wins that game? Chuck Pigskin, who wins the Giants-Cowboys?
It's going to be Dallas.
It's going to be the Dallas Cowboys. They play some game when they play each other. That's their main competitor, always Dallas. Yep. I don't like the owner of the Cowboys. He's the guy who makes all the calls, man. If you're the coach on that team, you can't say nothing. He's like the guy. Really. He's always on
he's
the sidelines or on games
he's the
and
GM.
Everything.
He was the first round draft choice last year.
Yep.
Yeah, he's everything. Jerry freaking Jones.
Jerry Jones, man. Somebody likes him.
Jerry Smith.
Jerry Johnson. My brother-in-law's last name is Smith.
Jerry Daniel.
Yeah. But you know what? Dallas.
Johnson Daniel.
I don't know, man.
Here's what I think. I'm gonna give you my take on the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, Dak Prescott has never once. It's been 8 years,
right?
Or I don't know how many.
Everybody always says that. Chuck, they
all
say that.
And it's never materialized with this guy. And I'd love to see it happen, but I have my doubts.
He's been in the league what, 5-6 years, and he hasn't done.
It's longer than that, man. It's longer than that already.
Longer than that.
They gave
him
that ridiculous contract when he wasn't even worth it.
Daniel Jones
is
only 3 years.
It's like it's just created, you know, like it's manufactured.
That's right.
Like, of course, everything else, you know. I mean, championship
titles are manufactured. A lot of writers don't like Dallas. They don't like Dallas, the writers.
No, but writers don't like the Broncos. Are you kidding me? We get zero. I want the Broncos to, like, at least get the playoffs so people can shut the fuck up.
You know who likes? You know who likes Denver?
10-7.
Yeah, the guys that he was on television with. What station was the coach of Denver on when he was working on TV?
I don't know.
Was
it's blacked CBS out for
or Fox?
Me.
Because
I don't
those
know.
Guys,
it's blacked
you know.
He was on NBC, so he was with Chris Collinsworth and that.
Yeah,
no, Al and Michaels.
But he used to come on between halves, right, and in the beginning of the game. Like on CBS, same thing. Yep. So ESPN, get Fubo. If you have it on your computer or your laptop, right?
Yeah,
and
there's
you're in Denver,
site.
Can't you hook it up to your?
There's a free site if you're blacked out. There's a site you could watch the games.
But isn't there something you
could
plug into your set to see it off the say you have a laptop? And you want to switch it to your TV, you can't do that, like with a setup or something.
Well, it hasn't quite progressed.
They haven't
to the
come up with that stuff yet.
I mean, you can cast your computer to your TV, but
ESPN would have a shit fit. They would go crazy if they found out people found a way to take their laptop and do something and plug it in the back of their set.
Unblack out the things. I'm not going to be able to see the Broncos because it's going to be blacked out
that's,
in my market.
That's shit. I can't understand it. I thought the law was you sell out.
I don't have basic channels, so I only get CBS
and
Fox.
But they say if they
but
sell out
national,
the stadium, they
national,
can't black
I
it
get
out.
National CBS. I get national CBS and national Fox, so they block me out.
So everybody is blocked out?
No, people who only get national Fox. I don't get local Fox. I get national Fox.
Verizon is in Denver. If you had Verizon, would you be able to see Denver's football game? No.
Because they know where you're at.
Right. That's why there's no way to take it from your computer.
I prefer the guys on the radio anyway because they know so much more. Like,
yeah.
Watching it is fine. But,
because they have to announce the game to make it like you're watching TV. Right.
Yeah, and the preseason was so good because they had all the information on all the young guys coming up.
Yeah.
So I was able to get a good read on who all the people that they kept. And the team itself is pretty deep everywhere. I mean, the only thing is the questionable wide receivers, but it looks like they're going to do a lot more over the center tight end.
Out
he's going to roll out a lot more.
Anthony, did they black out the preseason?
Yes, the preseason was blacked out as well.
Wow, that's cheap.
I had to watch it on a streaming site.
That is so cheap, man. At least let the people see the preseason. Wow, man.
And yes, my name is Anthony Tony P. I am the UWA World Heavyweight Champion. And, of course, I am running for re-election for President of the United States. Before we go, Chucky, can you play the campaign, my campaign commercial, please?
Yeah, let me get back to my seat.
Okay, yeah. Can you play my, please vote for
of
me,
course.
A re-election. I have been such a great president, and you know I have, and I thank you
of
for
course.
All the support.
Yes, of course,
so,
Mr. President. It's an honor to have you on the show.
It's an honor. That's okay.
That's right.
The rest of my commercial? Where's the rest of my commercial?
Which one? That's the one.
That's the only one. There should be. Turn that up. Anyway, vote for me. Turn it up. Vote for me again.
It sounds like the music they played for Lincoln.
Yeah, vote for me. I am Mr. Hollywood. Tony P, and I want another 4 more years of my campaign officially kicked off, and there we go. What else do we got, Chuck?
Oh, you know what? I watched the WWE, and Rollins and Shinsuke Nakamura have a feud, right? And he tried to take his title, because Rollins is now a good guy, and he has the world championship.
Is he?
Yep. And
yeah, he's a good guy. He's got the whole wide world
Shinsuke
in his hands.
Tried to cheat when they had at No Holds Barred, one of those pay-per-views. It's the pay-per-view. They have 2 pay-per-views on the same weekend because of SmackDown.
So I'll tell you what we got, though. I'll tell you what we got. We got the Cowboys winning the Super Bowl.
No,
I got the Broncos. I got the Broncos winning the Super Bowl.
You know what? If anybody's going to win another Super Bowl, Kansas City, that kid is on a roll, man.
Stop it.
If he's got as good a team.
You were supposed to say the Jets. What are you ruining?
No, but you know what? The Jets, I'm a Jets fan. I'm a Jets fan. And they'll win their division, and they'll get past the first round of the playoffs. And then after that, who knows?
Wow. So Big Lou calling Jets getting by the first round of the playoffs.
Yep.
That's a bold prediction.
I got to see them play the first 2 or 3 games. Then I'll...
we all do.
Right. Everybody's waiting
and
for
we
that.
Will.
They want to see...
And we will, and...
Because the preseason, they play backups and people that are on the practice squad. And the starters just play a minute the last preseason game. So I'm waiting, man. They're playing all this.
Hey, Russell Wilson, Listen, Russell Wilson played, like, remember Chucky, that game? He played like four into the second quarter. He played like two rounds into the second quarter.
Right.
Like, it was
and
crazy.
And what if he would have got hurt? Right? That's...
Well, that was it. The backup did great, too. But they, you know what? He said, go out there and you can come out when you score. That's what he tells them. Come out when you score. If you don't score, you stay out there. That's a great coach. That's a coach
some of the coaches,
want.
Some coaches hold their starters back. Some let them play. It's, you know.
How many how many downs did Aaron Rodgers play?
Two sets.
They lost the
coin flip. The other team got the ball. They stopped them. Then the Jets get the ball. He comes out, right? And he played that one set. And then they come back out. He played two sets, and he threw a touchdown on the second set, and you never saw him for the rest of the game. That was it. But practicing with the first squad, you know, he's been practicing hard, that guy. But he looks like he's not even like he's just gliding. That's why people like him.
Oh, look,
you know?
Right here, I got my TV on NBC right now, and they got the Tin Man, Jason Garrett.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently,
that guy.
Yeah,
is,
apparently the Tin Man is on NBC on center stage right now.
They predict that guy to do big things, man, in his career. Really. He has good hands. You can tell when he catches
Jason
the ball.
Jason
Garrett? Well, no, I'm thinking of the guy on the Jets, the receiver.
Yeah, you're thinking somebody else, buddy.
Right. Thank you.
But no, really. So I got the Cowboys winning the Super Bowl. Tony P, who do you got?
I told you, I got the Broncos winning the Super Bowl. They're going to go all the way.
You
it's going to be
yes,
a Cinderella.
You will also
Cinderella story. The
don't
Cinderella
bet no
story.
Money, please.
The biggest comeback, the biggest comeback in history. The biggest comeback in history. Russell Wilson is going to shock the world. He's going to shock the world like Mr. Hollywood Tony P is going to shock the world as your next president.
Anthony, don't bet on them.
Man. And
you're
champion.
Your money.
A great champion.
I'll tell you what.
You know what? We're almost like 400 days. Four 400 days. And yes, please do vote for me. Write my name down. 400 days. I am the world champion for 400 days so far. And I am 9-0. I've beaten 9 people into submission, and I have a title to prove it. And these muscles don't lie.
Yeah.
You want a strong president, you want
Is there
me.
Any wrestling on tonight, like AEW or anything?
What is tonight? Yeah, AEW's on right now. I would
right
imagine.
Yeah?
What time is it? It's just ending. It's 8:59 here.
Right,
it's just
they
ending.
Only got 2 hours. Right. They're not like Vince, the 3-hour show.
I think
no, it's not
8:59.
You got six. We got 6 minutes. We got
yeah,
6 minutes.
Right. I watched that. There's some nice. They got you know the most of them wrestlers were in the WWE. All of them, you know.
No wonder the time was all fucked up on Blog Talk. My
New
laptop
York time is 9:53.
Time's all fucked up.
And it's 7:53 in your part of the woods.
I tell you what it is, though. It's the top of the sixth, and the Astros are winning 8-2.
Forget it. They're winning for sure. Well,
that's
they're
what
not.
It is.
Are they so far up ahead, or they're in a battle for first place, right?
They are. Well, the Astros are one full game up now, so this will actually help. Because, I mean,
and
I think
in
what,
second
man,
place?
Just a few weeks, the Rangers are. And just a few
Texas
weeks ago,
Rangers.
It was looking grim.
Yeah,
even
and
the
they
Mariners
played the Yankees or the Mets. And the Yankees beat them, or was
the
Mets
swept
to beat
them? The Yankees freaking swept them just over the weekend.
Yeah, that's why that helps, like, Houston. And usually the Yankees do not like Houston because a few years ago, you know, they got caught cheating, with their signals and stuff. Yep.
Of course. So.
And it's proven that
last
even
year it was great because the Yankees wanted Houston. They were like, "We want Houston."
Yeah.
And then Houston ended up sweeping them in the playoffs.
Yep.
But now they came over here and swept us. So
that team,
this was just over the weekend. I was actually glad I didn't go to a game. I was going to go to a game this weekend.
The Denver game.
Because it's special when the Yankees come to town. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
it's so
man.
Fucking special. You
got to
pay $50.
Plus, they got their best rookie. They got their best AAA rookie playing center field, Rodriguez. He's so good that other players on other teams are calling him the Martian. They think this guy's from Mars.
The Martian?
He does so many things. He plays center field. Man, home runs the first time up in the majors. Yeah. I'll tell you, man. They
Any
missed,
other predictions, Hollywood, that we want to make?
I think that the Broncos are going to beat the Raiders. I think that the Jets are probably – they could win. If they win, it's good if they win the – I don't know about the Cowboys. I don't really care about anybody else. And that's pretty much it. I am really interested in how Aaron Rodgers does and how Russell Wilson does. Other than that, it doesn't matter.
All right.
Yeah, I'm interested in a little bit more than that, but yeah, definitely those are two factors this week.
I want Aaron
Rodgers
to do good, and I want the Giants to do good, and I want the Jets to do good, but let's see what happens.
Well, you know, I want the Cowboys. I mean, I want them to do good too, but we'll find out because they always have a way to piss me off in the playoffs. Notably,
you're a Dallas fan.
So
a lot
we'll
of
find out.
A lot of people root for Dallas
in.
That are from other states. I can't believe
our predictions are locked in. Definitely.
Yep.
That's Dallas winning the Super Bowl, baby.
I'm going to be going, hanging up in 4 minutes. When it's 10 o'clock.
We're
going to
all be hanging up in 4 minutes.
We're tapping out.
We are. We're wrapping
up.
Let me call a few more games, though. Let me call a few more games right here. All right? Because I am going to say that the Texans will go down to the Ravens. The Bengals will beat the Browns. The Washington Redskins will be winners over the Cardinals.
Yeah, Cardinals.
And I'm going to pick a few more. Let's see here. The
Packers
but
the Cardinals have that rookie quarterback.
The Bears. Packers
right
over the Bears. I'm picking the Bills over the Jets. Although I may regret that.
That's going to be a close game, man, really.
And we'll see. We'll see.
If it was in Orchard Park, Buffalo, I would definitely say the Buffalo. But they're in Jersey, and the Jets.
With Aaron Rodgers,
and
the stadium will be packed. It'll be full.
It'll
be full and loud.
They're getting points, yep. They're going to have Fireman Ed, J-E-T, Jets. They get the whole stadium up in a tizzy, man. A tizzy.
Yeah, I'm going to be in a tizzy if I don't have dinner soon. So it's time to wrap this up.
Yeah.
4 minutes are up, guys. 4 minutes are up. So we'll see you next week.
Okay. So
right here on Pigskin Nation.
I had a lot of fun.
Guys.
Bye, guys.
All right.
I'm going. And I'm hanging up.
Yeah. been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.